Data visualization is playing an increasingly important role in politics, helping to communicate complex ideas and information to a wider audience by presenting data in a visually engaging and easily digestible format. Hello, everyone. It's Fede here, your host at Data Politics at Data Tunnel. Today, I'm joined by my fantastic co-hosts Val and Alan to discuss the role of data visualization in politics. Val, with her analytical mindset, will help us explore the technical side of data visualization, while Alan, our intuitive and opinionated storyteller, will bring the human perspective to the table. So Val, can you give us an overview of how data visualization is being used in politics today?
Sure, Fede. Data visualization is becoming an essential tool for political analysts, journalists, and policymakers to communicate complex data-driven insights in a way that's easily understood by a wider audience. This can include anything from election results and polling data to economic indicators and demographic trends.
And don't forget about social media. Data visualizations are especially effective at capturing attention on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, where they can be shared and go viral, spreading information to millions of users.
That's a great point, Alan. But are there any potential downsides to using data visualization in politics?
Absolutely, Fede. While data visualizations can make complex information more accessible, they can also be misleading if not done responsibly. For example, if a visualization is designed to exaggerate or downplay certain aspects of the data, it can lead to misinterpretation and even manipulation of public opinion.
I agree with Alan. Data visualizations should be created with care and accuracy, ensuring that they fairly represent the data without distortion or bias.
So, how can we create effective and responsible data visualizations in politics?
The key to creating successful data visualizations is to focus on clarity, simplicity, and accuracy. This means selecting the right type of chart or graph for the data, using clear labels and legends, and being transparent about the data sources and methodology.
And let's not forget the importance of aesthetics. An eye-catching and well-designed visualization is more likely to capture people's attention and engage them with the data.
That's an excellent point, Alan. It seems that data visualization has the power to transform the way we communicate and understand complex political information. To wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this insightful quote from Edward Tufte, a pioneer in the field of data visualization. The commonality between science and art is in trying to see profoundly, to develop strategies of seeing and showing. Let's continue to strive for deeper understanding and more effective communication in politics. If you have any thoughts on this topic or suggestions for future episodes, please reach out to us at Data Tunnel, and don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter for more insights into data politics. Thanks for tuning in.